Hello, this is Edie Varley, and I'm the host of the Any Person Mindset with Dan Coughlin. Dan, what do you mean when you say business leaders should focus on their finest hour?
Well, Edie, on May 10, 1940, Winston Churchill was named Prime Minister of Great Britain. 18 days later, he chose to fight Nazi Germany rather than to negotiate with them. For the next 18 months, Great Britain fought the Nazis with very little help from the U.S. until Pearl Harbor was attacked. Great Britain, led by Winston Churchill, saved the world from being conquered by the Nazis. Churchill said this was Britain's finest hour. It was also his finest hour. You may not have to fight a war, but you can have your finest hour as a leader and as an organization right now. What would have to happen for you to consider the next 18 months to be your finest hour as a leader and as an organization? Think about that carefully. Write down your answer and read it over every day.
Dan, how can people have their finest hour on a regular basis?
I think the key to having your finest hour is preparation. Read the book called The Churchill Factor by Boris Johnson, and you'll see how Churchill prepared himself his whole life to be ready for his finest hour when he was 65 years old. Don't ever feel you've arrived. Keep reading books. Study great leaders and great ideas. Keep leaning into your work and ask yourself how you can get better. Take time to think about your work, what you do well, and how you can improve. Then, when a special moment comes, you'll be ready to step into it and make it your finest hour. If that moment doesn't come, then take an ordinary moment and make it your finest hour. You don't have to live in historic times to make history in your organization. You can do that over and over again.
Dan, thanks so much for this interview. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Edie. I appreciate you taking the time. Have a great day.